This is Jordan Seculo. Today we'll discuss upcoming battles in our nation's capital.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
J. Seculo Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Yeah.
Hey, welcome to J. Seculo Live. Our number, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us again, 1-800-684-3110. We have a lot to discuss today. Specifically, we wanted to give you an update again on what's going on in Washington, D.C. There's a recess right now. The Congress reconvenes again very soon, and a lot of major issues to discuss, one being, of course, the immigration issue, something we like talking about here and giving people a chance to talk about. The new proposal is something we haven't really gotten into yet. We'll give you that opportunity today. So if you want to talk about the new immigration legislation, 1-800-684-3110, the new proposal. Drew Ryan, the ACLJ's Director of Governmental Affairs, is on the broadcast. We're both in Washington today. We just got in last night from New York from the meetings that my dad discussed on the program yesterday. But a lot going on. There are other issues. And, Drew, when we look at the overall landscape of Washington right now, lots of controversy, lots of fights, and lots of big inter-party battles, especially this immigration issue is a great example. But there are other issues right around the corner.
Well, that's the biggest thing that we face right now, Jordan, is this immigration debate that has started on the Senate side. In fact, a story broke yesterday in The Hill, which is one of the newspapers up here on Capitol Hill, talking about conservatives in the House who want to blue slip any bill that comes out of the Senate, basically saying that the Constitution says any bills that deal with tax revenue of any kind must originate in the House. That is their method of supposedly killing this immigration bill. So you're seeing a lot of inter-party struggle going on right now. We've got some other things coming up. We've been talking about the Fairness Doctrine. There is word on the Hill that we might see something like that this summer. You've got the INDAA fight. You've got the Freedom of Choice Act. A lot to keep us busy going into this summer.
We want to talk about it. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Of course, we're discussed, and we're still working on putting together the letter and all of the names for that letter going to the Secretary of Army and the Secretary of the Air Force about that Americans United letter sent to the Air Force, trying to intimidate the Air Force from being involved in that Memorial Day celebration. Folks have asked, well, what are we doing on this fight now? We're continuing to put together this letter, folks, because we want to make sure that when July 4th comes and so many other events for the holidays, patriotic celebrations over the summer, that the Air Force and the Army and other branches of the armed services aren't intimidated by Americans United and other groups from being involved in these events and celebrating America's patriotism and honoring our troops, as well as those who have given their lives for our country. Folks, that is why we're putting together this letter, going to the Secretary of the Army, going to the Secretary of the Air Force. We want you to be part of this letter and add your name to it. All you have to do is call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the letter online. It's important that you do so, folks, because as we discuss all of these issues, this is a very important one when we're talking about the right for the Air Force and the Army to participate in these patriotic celebrations, honoring the troops, honoring those who have served our country. And in the summertime, when there's so many of these events, especially the July 4th celebration coming, we want to make sure we're ready to counter Americans United, even when they try to prevent involvement just a couple days before the event began at Stone Mountain Park in Atlanta, Georgia. Folks, that is why we're putting together this letter, 877-989-2255. If you want to join with us, put your name on that letter to the Secretary of the Air Force and the Secretary of the Army. And folks, we want to talk to you today on the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. We'll get into the immigration debate. We want to talk about that some. We have not had an opportunity to do that much. A different proposal somewhat than last year's proposal that we discussed a lot on the program. And as usual, a lot of debate going on in Washington, not just among conservative groups, but also liberal groups, moderate groups, Republicans, Democrats, all disagreeing on this issue, as well as a lot of candidates for the next elections coming up in 2008. You're getting a lot of different viewpoints. We want to give you a chance to talk about it on air and get the Christian perspective, because we know that just among our listeners, there's a lot of different views on the issue and a lot of different ways people think the immigration issue should be handled, and the issue with the 12 to 20 million people who are in the United States right now who are not legal citizens. What should be done there? We want to get your perspective. 1-800-684-3110, and join this letter, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign up online.
The summer season is a time of celebration, with patriotic events taking place across the country and the U.S. military often invited to take part. But there's one group working to intimidate the armed forces by questioning their involvement in certain celebrations. Americans United for Separation of Church and State tried to pressure the Air Force to cancel patriotic flybys at a Georgia celebration this past Memorial Day simply because Christian groups were involved in the event. And with the 4th of July approaching, it's likely Americans United will try this tactic again. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Sign on today to a letter going to top military leaders urging them not to be intimidated by pressure tactics of groups like Americans United. Add your name today. Take a stand for freedom. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org. When you choose Regent University, you're choosing to change your life. No one knows the value of an education from Regent more than Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He received a PhD from Regent focusing on the legal history of America.
The program academically is very rigorous, but at the same time, you get the opportunity to interact with some of the best thinkers in the country that are on the faculty at Regent University. It's really, I think, an unprecedented opportunity for students to really get into a discipline deeply.
Regent's graduate studies are just part of the story. Regent's undergraduate program is quickly expanding with classes offered online and on campus. The environment at Regent is noticeably different than that of other universities.
At Regent, we reinforce the positives of your faith commitment. It's more of an enriching environment in that way, and I think that's one of the major distinctives of this university compared with any other.
Learn more about the college program at Regent by visiting regentundergrad.com, or you can call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. At Regent University, we believe in leadership to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God to live a free.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. It's Jordan Sekulow. Today on the program, we wanted to give you an opportunity to discuss everything going on in Washington and really focus on all the political issues and the political battles here in Washington, D.C. I'm in Washington with Drew Ryan in our office right across the street from the Supreme Court of the United States and next to all the Senate offices in the Capitol. And we want to talk to you on the program. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. And we've discussed with Drew some of the big issues coming up in Washington, some of the new debates that have been arising. One of the issues, and we've got a call, Joel from Florida is calling about it, is this absence issue. And I want to go right into this absence education issue, which the president was so supportive of both times when he was running for election and re-election. And now there are groups on the left trying to remove any of the federal funding for this absence-only education. Let's go right to the phones. Joel is calling from Florida on line one. Joel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for everything
Hey, Joel.
You guys are doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, what we have here is a situation where we have Planned Parenthood and the ACLU coming in, and what they're trying to do is force change in sex education here in a county where we're at. Now, generally, it's basically a conservative county at this point, I think. It leans more that way. With an abstinence-based program in place right now, although it covers all avenues, but it's abstinence-based at this point. Now, you all, we know, and I'm sure you'll understand this too, is that's just a foothold that they want to get, and then want to move on from there. And I believe they're trying to attack more areas that are pretty much conservative-based because they know that that's probably one of the last bastions that they need to conquer. So what I like to do is get as much information as I can, go before the school board, assuming I get that opportunity, and be one of the ones to speak out against this.
Well, Joel, what I'd like you to do is hang on the line so we can get your contact info. We'll get you in touch with an ACLJ attorney so you have all the information you need to go to your school board and discuss this issue. But, Drew, it's a big issue in Washington. It doesn't get a ton of press coverage because there's so many huge issues right now, like this immigration debate. But one of the issues has been the absence education debate. And what happens so much behind the scenes here is funding issues. And a lot of these groups on the left are pushing members of the more left members and Democratic members to pull the funding for any of this absence education.
That's exactly right, Jordan. And recently we have seen going through the Energy and Commerce Committee on the House side, Chairman Dingell, an attempt to strip out the funding for this abstinence education. in place of which they want to put in something that's more comprehensive. Comprehensive meaning that they will teach about the condoms and a more comprehensive sex education, and they will remove anything that refers to an abstinence-based sex education. And Joel was exactly right. They are looking for a continued foothold in the public education system where they can continue to promote a worldview that is diametrically opposed, I would say, to ours, but then also to the majority of our listeners as well.
That's right. And they want to really, I mean, when you look at some of these groups and the stuff that they want to teach young people, kids, high school students, grade school students, they don't want abstinence to be a part of it at all. And it's an interesting debate. We're going to keep everyone updated on that as we get more information about the funding for those programs. Let's go right back to the phones. Paula is calling from Georgia on line 3. Paula, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Paula.
I'm just calling in to just give my 2 cents. I mean, I'm a Christian, and I'm really tired of hearing so much. Now the fly, I called yesterday and signed that petition, by the way. But
great, thank you.
You know, the flyover, that's the government. I mean, we pay taxes every day, and it's not separation of church and state. It's simply discrimination against the Christians. We're excluded from a patriotic or excluded from participating financially, perhaps, or fundraising. And, I mean, it's happening everywhere. I mean, it feels like, I lived in Europe for 10 years. It feels like we are just discriminated against, and I don't hear the voice of the people. I hear it on the radio, but I don't hear small towns and big cities fed up with this type of discrimination. I mean,
and that's what it takes, Paul, and we try to, that's why we try to inform people, because these stories don't get reported. People don't find out about it. It doesn't get wide media coverage. The AJC, the Atlanta paper, covered the story, but national newspapers are not covering it. National news stories probably not, you know, they're not going to spend a lot of time on it. So we've got to inform people about Americans United. Of course, Paula, the what you're talking about is Americans United saying this is a waste of money. It's a waste of resources to do this. It's saying that it's the Air Force endorsing a religion. But you had Stone Mountain Park's own press officials say, there's no problem here. This is not a purely religious event. We've been doing this event for years. It's a big 3-day celebration to support the military, and Americans United is really taking away from that event. The good news is, Paula, the Air Force didn't back down from participating. They did, though, try to remove their name and not make it look like they were as involved as they were. But these flyovers happen thousands of times a year. 20 and 30 times a day there are flyovers going on for some event around the country by the Air Force or by the Army. And that is why we're putting together this letter to make sure, and we want to thank you, Paula, for joining with us and putting your name on that letter to the Secretary of the Air Force, to the Secretary of the Army, saying don't be intimidated by Americans United for Separation of Church and State telling you that you're violating the Constitution. That's what they try to do in these letters they send to the Air Force and to the Army, saying you're about to violate the Constitution, basically threatening lawsuits. And of course, that then scares the Air Force. We want to make sure that they know they can stand up to these groups and they can participate in all of the patriotic events that will be going on this summer, especially leading up till the July 4th holiday. We want you to join the letter that Paula's already joined. All you've got to do is call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the letter online. Let's go right back to the phones. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Audrey is calling from California on line 1. Audrey, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. My question is regarding workplace employee rights. My employer is implementing a time card where we have to put our fingerprint and scan a security badge. And this is for time card purposes, I understand. I'm not comfortable with the fingerprint idea, but I just wanted to know if I have any rights on opting out on that.
Well, I think, Audrey, let us get your contact information, because we need to know who you're working for. Is it a government agency and a school? There's all the different kinds of regulations for different types of employers, private employers, public employers. So stay on the line. We'll get you in touch with an ACLJ attorney. And folks, if you need legal help, if you've got legal questions concerning these types of issues, we have a legal helpline. You can call 1-800-296-4529. But again, Audrey, stay on the line. We'll get your contact info and get you in touch with an attorney so we can figure out the details of those situations. If you want to talk to us on air today, 1-800-684-3110. One of the issues we wanted to discuss is the immigration issue, which has been so heated and discussed in Washington. We wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that. But we've got a lot of calls coming in. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Danny's calling from Georgia on line 5. Danny, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Yes, Jay.
Hey, it's Jordan, Danny.
Yes, sir. I just first wanted to say I'm a recent ACL member. I just joined up with you guys.
Great.
And I want to encourage everybody to join up. It's the right thing to do. And as far as the immigration thing goes, first, after 9/11, I think first we should secure the borders and then talk about all the rest of the little issues because, you know, they're already here. We should just open arms, welcome them here, and they're doing a good job. You know, they just want to work, you know.
Well, and Danny, here's the thing, and you bring up an interesting point from the different sides of the issue. You have the securing the border, which I think almost all of Americans, no matter where you are on the immigration issue, understand the importance, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, of securing our border because of terrorism. It's the way – how do you secure the border? Do you do a fence? Do you do a wall? But also – the biggest question is what to do with the 12 or 20 million people, some have estimated 30 million people, who are already here. And like you've said, Danny, who are working jobs, some who are working jobs where they're needed, others who have been criticized saying that they're taking away from other jobs. But, Drew, that is the issue that's really dominating here is what do you do with these people who are here? Is it an amnesty-like program? Do we have to kind of bite the bullet and just and offer this group something because it's impossible to get that many people out of the country? I think everybody's pretty much figured that out. That is really the debate that's going on in Washington. Is what do you do with the people here? And, of course, then, which comes first, the border or the people who are already breaking the law? Well,
that is the big debate right now, Jordan. And I'll slightly disagree with you to some extent. There is a faction here in D.C. that does not want to secure the borders. They want to keep it an open border. You see many of that faction on the left, many of them represented as Democrats in the Senate. And that's the debate going on right now of securing the border first, and then how do we deal with those who are already here? And the big question is, how do we define amnesty? And I promise you there are about three or four different definitions floating around Washington, D.C. What people are talking about right now is, what do you do with the 12 million? And you and I were talking about this before we went on air, and that was the assimilation principle.
Right.
How do you assimilate these people that are coming across illegally and make them part of society? Our friends down at the Heritage Foundation just put together a fantastic report on all of this and basically laid out the financial pressure that illegal immigration is putting on our national infrastructure and how we need to address this sooner than later before we put ourselves in such a position that we as a nation cannot dig out of it. So securing the border first is really the biggest argument going on right now.
It is. And folks, it's just so much debate because you have that back and forth between that issue, which what comes first and what do we do with the people here? And there's a lot of differences among the listeners we have on the broadcast, people that are members of the ACLJ, which is why we try to give you opportunities to talk about the issue and not just take one side and push it. But we want to hear from you about how you feel about it. Again, our number 1-800-684-3110. As we go into this next break, we've discussed it. We've been talking about it. What happened with the Memorial Day celebration. We're putting together a letter to the Secretary of the Air Force and the Secretary of the Army saying, don't be intimidated by Americans United for Separation of Church and State. You can be a part of those patriotic celebrations, even if they have a prayer service, even if they have a religious service as part of their three-day event. You don't have to be worried about being involved and still participating in flyovers that honor the troops and our armed services. We want you to join with us in this letter. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign up online.
When you choose Regent University, you're choosing to change your life. No one knows the value of an education from Regent more than Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He received a PhD from Regent focusing on the legal history of America.
The program academically is very rigorous, but at the same time, you get the opportunity to interact with some of the best thinkers in the country that are on the faculty at Regent University. It's really, I think, an unprecedented opportunity for students to really get into a discipline deeply.
Regent's graduate studies are just part of the story. Regent's undergraduate program is quickly expanding with classes offered online and on campus. The environment at Regent is noticeably different than that of other universities.
At Regent, we reinforce the positives of your faith commitment. It's more of an enriching environment in that way, and I think that's one of the major distinctives of this university compared with any other.
Learn more about the college program at Regent by visiting regentundergrad.com, or you can call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. At Regent University, we believe in leadership to change the world. The summer season is a time of celebration with patriotic events taking place across the country and the U.S. military often invited to take part. But there is one group working to intimidate the armed forces by questioning their involvement in certain celebrations. Americans United for Separation of Church and State tried to pressure the Air Force to cancel patriotic flybys at a Georgia celebration this past Memorial Day simply because Christian groups were involved in the event. And with the 4th of July approaching, it's likely Americans United United will try this tactic again. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Sign on today to a letter going to top military leaders, urging them not to be intimidated by pressure tactics of groups like Americans United. Add your name today. Take a stand for freedom. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. It's Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls 1-800-684-3110. I'm joined by Drew Ryan, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs. We've been talking about all the issues upcoming in Washington, talked about immigration. We've talked about the abstinence-only education and the fight that's come under the attack, that's come under the funding for the abstinence education as well, and a lot of calls coming in about immigration. We wanted to give people a chance to discuss it today, to talk about it, something that's dominated the news media. And a lot of times we don't have an opportunity to talk about this on from the Christian perspective on Christian radio. We wanted to talk about that with you today. We have a lot of calls coming in, so I'm going to go right to the phone. Susan is calling from Illinois on line one. Susan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, hi. How are you today?
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, listen, I'm an Air Force veteran, you know, having served 30 years in active duty. And I just want to say that I'm absolutely appalled at the position the Air Force has taken on this issue. The Memorial Day
right.
flyover.
Right.
You know, they have the legal wherewithal to stand up to this type of harassment, and I just feel that they should. So, you know, I'm all for that letter that that's being sent to the Secretary of the Air Force and the Secretary of the Army.
Right.
And I'm just, but I just know that the Air Force has the ability to stand up to this. They have the legal capability to stand up to this harassment. So,
well, and it's not only that, too. You're also talking about an issue where it's not even about illegal harassment. When you read the letter that Americans United sent, any of the legal representation from the Air Force or the Army would know that those claims were false, and what they were trying to do was intimidate them, telling them that they were violating the Constitution, breaking all the constitutional rights by participating in this event by doing flyovers, which they do for hundreds of different events like NASCAR and races, rallies, all those kind of things that you see on television. Air Force flyovers all the time. You can request one for an event that has just 350, 400 people at it if you go about the right procedure. And the reason being is those planes are already up in the sky running training missions during those flyovers. Those flyovers are part of their training for a lot of the pilots in the Air Force and the Army and other branches of the armed services. And that is why these are not a waste of money. It's not a waste of resources. The planes are already flying. The gas, the jet fuel is already being used. And that's why we're putting together this letter to make sure that folks aren't intimidated. We want you to call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the letter going to the Secretary of the Air Force and the Secretary of the Army, telling them not to be intimidated by groups like Americans United for Separation of Church and State. I want to talk to Drew real quickly. There are other issues coming up, too, as well in Washington. One is the Fairness Doctrine issue, Drew. We've talked about in the program, kind of like that grassroots lobbying issue. You don't know exactly when it's going to drop on everyone, but it's something everyone is concerned with. We've heard Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and others talk about it. We've talked about it in the program as well, and it's something we're monitoring heavily because of the severe impact it would have on Christian broadcasters, specifically Christian radio broadcasters and various different programs that are on Christian radio, but it's important legislation, something I wanted to update everyone on quickly.
Well, undoubtedly, it is the big issue for us right now that's going to follow on the heels of grassroots lobbying. And to be honest with you, Jordan, I think it has the potential of being even worse than grassroots lobbying. Potentially, what it centers around is a spectrum debate that back, if you go back in the legal history real quickly, the Red Lion case in 1969 said, with a scarcity of spectrum, it is contingent upon these broadcasters to give enough programming that the American public's First Amendment rights are served, that they hear both sides of an issue. Well, that spectrum debate now has gone out the window. When you have – there is no lack – there's no scarcity of spectrum for these radio shows or these programs or for people to find out what a point of view is or to be informed on something. So what we're seeing, though, is a Democrat push. In fact, we're hearing from inside sources that the Democrat leadership, especially Steny Hoyer, the majority leader in the House, and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, along with Dennis Kucinich and other Democrat members, want to bring back the Fairness Doctrine, which basically says those who broadcast 30 minutes of given airtime about an issue are then contingent. They have to have 30 minutes of an opposing view right after that show. So What it serves, though, and we're seeing this in various court decisions that maybe don't specifically address the fairness doctrine, is saying, well, that is going to constrain the freedom of speech. It's going to constrain people's ability to hear about these issues because guess what? Broadcasters simply aren't going to carry these shows anymore, and you're going to see a limited amount of information going out. So it's going to be a big fight, whether it comes this summer or into the fall. It's something that we're going to stay right on top of and get down in the trenches just like we did on this grassroots
debate. And that's the thing, folks, that you've got to understand is that when you've got the broadcast like JSecul Live, which is, of course, we talk about these issues every day. We talk about it from a conservative Christian standpoint, and we bring those issues to you so we can discuss them. Christian broadcasters then would have to carry 30 minutes of Barry Lynn going and saying how we're wrong on all these issues and just attacking and attacking and attacking on Christian radio, even though it's the Christian broadcasters who provide the resources to carry programs like JSecul Live to you Monday through Friday and on the weekends and all the other broadcasts that you listen to. They provide those resources. They've got to do the advertising and figure out all of the cost involved. And, of course, the liberal radio networks like Air America, a perfect example, hasn't worked. It hasn't worked at all. No one wants to listen to it. It doesn't turn a profit. And to keep, you know, everything going and to keep radio programs going and to keep broadcast agencies and the buildings necessary and the technical equipment necessary, it has to be something that people actually listen to, or it's not worth doing for anyone. And that's the problem with this legislation. Of course, though, silencing speech as well and silencing broadcasters. We'll keep you updated on that issue as well, but it's still a lot of calls coming in about immigration. Let's go right back to the phones. Chris is calling from New Jersey on line 3. Chris, welcome to JSecul Live.
Good afternoon, fellas. You know, you were talking about securing the borders before versus the handling of the immigrants, and I believe that the borders should be secured at first. Because I came across interesting information the other day that provided Al-Qaeda was paying, it was working in conjunction with the MS-13 Mexican gang in order to smuggle people through the back door. I mean, it just makes sense to do that.
Well, I think here's the issue, Kristen, when you bring up the securing the borders, and this is the debate which has stalled a lot of what's happened here in Drew in Washington and stalled it for now years, is you have that group that says, well, you can't do anything about the people here until you stop the flow. And then you have the other group that says you can't stop the flow until you do something about the group here. And what is the dominant view here from the conservative standpoint in Washington that's putting together kind of the coalition groups together? What is the view? Do you do the border first? Do you handle the people here first? Of course, the security issues involved with both, and whether or not either is viable separately, or do you have to try to attack both at the same time?
Well, I think the dominant view right now is securing the border first. Chris is right. I mean, we know that there are millions coming across that are simply just illegal immigrants that want to come to America for a better life and work in our system and do these lower-end jobs. However, Chris is right. They do now know that there are thousands that come across our border. They have no idea where these foreign nationals are coming from. Yes, there are potentially some of them who are linked to various terrorist organizations. So that is why there's a strong emphasis on border security. But in tandem to that is a reform of workplace management. What are the responsibilities of employers to check the Social Security cards of employees? And then also Social Security reform. There are millions. I sat in a briefing a few weeks ago where they talked about the millions of illegal Social Security identity cards that are floating out there and basically a black market industry. So they're talking about a couple things in tandem. First and foremost, securing the border, but then also a reform of the workplace. What are employees now responsible for? And then how do they reform the Social Security system? Because that's what you're seeing with a lot of stolen identities that center around these illegal immigrants and this market.
Well, and that's what happens. You have an economic issue. You have the security issue as well. And I think let's go right. Take one more call before the program's over today. Carrie's calling from Arizona on line 4. Carrie, welcome to JSecul Live.
Good morning. My comment is basically it's absolutely ridiculous, this battle that is going on in the House and the Senate versus open borders and closed borders and illegal immigration. If I go to Mexico on vacation and I'm a law-abiding U.S. citizen and I return from Mexico to the United States and I bought some kind of medication down there, I can either get arrested, be fined, have it confiscated.
Right.
I'm a law-abiding citizen, but if these people decide to come across the borders illegally, they're not citizens of the United States, and they wish to smuggle drugs or weapons, we're not doing anything to stop that. And I'm just
Carrie, that is the problem. And another problem is that if we tried to go to Mexico and do what so many of the people from there are doing and try to work, we would be arrested. You know, we'd be put in prison. So it's something to talk about. We'll keep discussing this issue over the next couple of weeks when it gets very heated here in Washington, keep you updated on everything. We want you to join this letter going to the Secretary of the Air Force, the Secretary of the Army, about the patriotic celebrations. Call our toll-free number. Join the letter, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.